also hear the answers. So, what were the questions?
In the Rasa dance, Krishna expanded himself into different Krishnas. Can Radharani do that?
Yeah. Yes, Srimati Radharani also expands herself into many Radharanis. And actually, the Krishna's, all Krishna's associates can do it. They also expand themselves. Just like Vamandev. You know Vamandev?
The dwarf.
The dwarf. So his, for instance, his father, what's his father's name? His father's name's Kashyapa Muni. So Kashyapa Muni is an expansion of Nanda Maharaj. And Diti is an expansion of Mother Yashoda. So they also expand themselves, Krishna's associates. And so Srimati Radharani can also expand herself. Actually, Krishna, for Krishna to expand himself, he has to take help from Srimati Radharani, because she's the potency by which he expands himself. Is that okay? Okay, that was a good question. What's the next question?
In the Kurma pastime, it says that...
In which pastime?
The Kurma.
Mm-hmm.
It says that the demigods went to sheep and said, "You are the super soul of all living entities," but I thought Krishna was.
That they went and they called him the supreme saint? Well, sometimes you sort of glorify someone and you say you're the best, even though there's someone who's better, because it's a nice way of addressing someone, and because there's no question that Krishna's not supreme. So great persons like Brahma or Shiva, so they take that in context, just like Krishna is Bhagavan, right? But sometimes Narada is called Bhagavan. Sometimes Vyasadeva is called Bhagavan. And sometimes Lord Shiva is called Bhagavan. That was just one of his rings.
I'm sorry to find this. You have to see it because I'm... Alright, I'll get a torch.
Little stone just fell down.
One of Krishna's stones. Have a look under the table.
There it is.
Yeah, it's over there, at the back.
Over there, by that crack, the next crack. Keep going.
Keep going.
Over there.
The red one, look.
Yeah.
Stick your hand out.
You need glass.
Just here. There.
Oh.
Just like we live in Aldenham, so someone could be called Lord Aldenham. That doesn't mean that he's the Lord of the universe just because he's called Lord Aldenham, right? So same thing like that. They call the demigods are generally clear about who's supreme. Sometimes they get an illusion. Sometimes.
Well,
it's really hard with this lamp is shining in my eyes rather than the behind me.
Sorry, just on that question, I think she's a bit confused because they address him as the super soul.
Okay, just hang on. Okay, continue. What? Because they address him as super soul?
Yeah.
That's all right. Same thing. Lord Shiva is also omniscient. So he's also the super soul. He's not the original super soul. He's super soul Das. Just like they call you Vishaka. Does that mean that you're the Gopi Vishaka? So you're Vishaka Devi Das. You're a servant.
I'm not initiated yet. No, I'm not Devi Das.
You're not Devi Das. Then what are you?
Just Vishaka.
No, you can't be just Vishaka because there's only one just Vishaka. There's another. That's why. Even though they call you Vishaka, then it doesn't mean that you're Srimati Radharani's girlfriend. Maybe in the future you'll become his girlfriend. So he's also Super Soul Das, and because he's also fully in contact with Krishna. That's why he's omniscient, he knows. So he can also be called the super soul. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what's next?
Why did Bhishma take the side of the Kauravas on the correct gesture and they were on the wrong side?
Well, that's another good question. Well, since Bhishma Dev is a Mahajan, and since he's a he's the Vasus, actually, he's the incarnation of all of the Vasus, and he's a great devotee as well. So we have to conclude that it's not by some ordinary arrangement. It's by Krishna's arrangement to show us a lesson. And there are some many serious lessons to be learned from that. That one of them is that even if you're a great personality like Bhishma Dev, but if you take the side of those who commit offenses to Vaishnavas, then you lose. Even if you're great materially, even if you're great spiritually, but because he tolerated Vaishnava Parad, therefore he became overwhelmed by a sinful reaction. And he had to, that's why he was on that bed of arrows, that's why he had to free himself, purify himself from that. The other is that if you go, it's not a good thing to go into the employment of crooked people. So he accepted the maintenance of Dhritarashtra. And he should have abandoned it. He should have just given it up. But because he was in a comfortable situation, therefore he compromised his spiritual standing. So there the lesson is that one should never put one's spiritual life second. It should always be first. even if one may have some kind of comfortable arrangement. And the third is that if you do compromise and you live at the mercy of offenders, what to speak of materialistic people, then you become complicit to offense yourself, but your mind becomes contaminated by the money they give you, by the food they give you. And that's why also Bhishma Dev wouldn't eat and fasted and waited. He waited until all the flesh in his body was gone. And then he left the world, because that flesh in his body, that influences consciousness. So what you eat influences your consciousness. So if you eat chocolate...
You gave me chocolate.
I don't eat chocolate. I don't eat chocolate. And it's going to influence your consciousness. Unless it's chocolate made by devotees. And so, when Yudhisthira was giving... came to Bhishma Dev for advice, and Bhishma Dev was giving advice, Draupadi was very, very upset, and she couldn't control herself. So finally she said, "How is it that you're giving lessons on morality now? Where was your morality when I was being made to, when they tried to, Dushyant tried to take my clothes off in front of everybody else? Where was your morality then?" He said, "How do you think that after being dependent on these Kauravas for so long, that you're able to talk about religious principles?" And Bhishma Dev said, "Yeah, you're right. You're completely right. Because of the food that I accepted from Duryodhan, my consciousness became polluted and contaminated. Now, my body's wasted away, and I have no more flesh on my body. It's just bones. So now my consciousness is clear, and now I understand the principles of religion." And of course, he also apologized to Draupadi for not speaking up. Because the only two people who spoke up, one was, what's his name? Vidura. And the other one was, what's the brother of the Korva's brother? I forget. He's a son. He's another 101 son. He's also Dhritarashtra's son, but not by Gandhari, by some housemaid. And he actually favored the Pandavas. So that when, at the beginning of the, before the war started, then after Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, Yudhisthira Maharaj came out in front of everyone. Well, first he came and he offered his obeisances, he took off his armor and he offered his obeisances to all of his seniors. And then he declared, "Anyone who wants to switch sides, they can come." And that was that son of Dhritarashtra. He came. He came over to the Pandava side. So that's why Bhishma Dev fought on the wrong side, and that you should be careful not to compromise spiritual values. Anything else?
Michael, Krishna just take us to the spiritual world straight away?
He can, but you don't want to go.
I do.
You do not.
I do.
But then you have to leave your mother. You want to
She's
leave?
She's still with Krishna because Krishna's in her heart.
Yeah, now you're making compromises already. You're already with Krishna in your heart instead of going to the spiritual world.
Dhruva took his mother.
Huh?
Dhruva took his mother.
Dhruva took his mother. But he only took her to Vaikuntha, to the pole star. But anyway, you have to be whether... But he was willing to give her up. But that wasn't required. But he was willing to do it. So you can come with me tomorrow. And that's a start. Okay.
I'll start packing a bag.
Start packing a bag and make sure you know how to cook. I don't want to have to feed another mouth who can't feed himself. And we can't subsist on chocolate chip cookies forever. But Krishna can't take us back. Spiritual world is for people who love Krishna. So first he wants us to love him. And then when we love him, then he will take us back, because that's the only way you can get back, is if he takes you back. You can't just go there. You can't buy a ticket to get there.
Not like a ticket to India or something.
That's right. You can't buy a ticket. You can go. We have to learn how to love Krishna. And that's a very challenging thing to do. To learn how to love Krishna, because we have a lot of other attachments, and even when we give up those attachments, still loving Krishna is something that you need to learn how to do. So what you're going to have to do, unless you really deny that you're Vishakha Devi Dasi, is you have to go take birth somewhere in the creation where Krishna is. And there you go and you get the association of Krishna's associates. And then they'll teach you. They'll teach you that loving Krishna is not just a matter of feeling. It's also learning how to express it. And then they'll teach you how to express it. And then you can meet the real Vishakha. Wouldn't you like to meet Vishakha Devi? Okay, but if you insist that you're not a Dasi, then you can't.
Okay, I am one then.
Okay, good. That's only for Dasas and Dasis. Everyone has to accept that they're servants. That's a big thing, being a servant. It's not a small thing. Can you see my suspicion is Sundarananda's parked out there outside the
He said he's going to phone me when he's arrived.
Oh, okay. Okay, look, I just thought I heard my telephone texting, maybe. Okay, good. Well, was that all your questions, or are they, you got more? Okay, but I need to get ready to go. So can you save it for another time?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to die if you're not answering.
No.
Okay, good. Otherwise I'll give you chocolate chip cookie infusion, keep you going until then. Hare Krishna.